have got my cold brew in hand, and I am ready. I am ready to chat about Hopin operational learning in Las Vegas and let you know about some of our plans for the future with this and how you can get involved. You ready? Let's do this thing. Welcome to another episode of the Hop Nerd Podcast. I am your host, Sam Goodman, the Hop Nerd LLC. Make sure you head over to the website, www.thehopnerd.com, for fundamentals, learning teams, support, and so much more. Send us an email, thehopnerd@gmail.com, and be sure to follow along with us on all things social media at thehopnerd or at Sam Goodman. Welcome to today's episode. Man, I'm excited. I forgot to say hello. Howdy, hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Hop Nerd Podcast. My name is Sam Goodman, owner, CEO. Don't you love it when companies, like if it's just me and I'm just like, I'm the CEO of this organization. But then I could also say that I'm like the CEO, the COO, the CMO, the CPO, C3PO. I don't know. We love fancy shoes and fancy titles. Don't we, right, as people? It's me. It's me. That's all I am. I'm me, the Hop Nerd. And I have a thing called the Hop Nerd LLC. And you know, because you're here, we have the Hop Nerd Podcast and the Hop Nerd Sideshow and the Hop Nerd YouTube and the Hop Nerd Instagram and the Hop Nerd on the platform formerly known as Twitter on X. I'm telling you, this is a funny way for me to say, hey, if you're not following us, me, when I say us, I mean me, any place that you can follow us, go do that. In all those places that I mentioned, you know, we've made a bunch of videos. We're getting those things out to you on YouTube. I try to post those over on LinkedIn as I can too. For whatever reason, like I post them on YouTube and you guys interact with them more. So I don't know that I keep posting them on LinkedIn. I don't know. Video and LinkedIn, I know they're trying, right? You probably recognized that as well, that you're getting this weird little kind of video scroll, kind of like a reel, like what you get on Instagram, or maybe like a tick to the talk. You know, you're kind of getting that stuff over there now too. But I don't know. The videos don't seem to go nearly as far on LinkedIn, but I put them there. But I mostly put them on YouTube. And then when I get time, I put them over on the website, too, so you can download them. How cool is that? Right, you can just take them. Hold on. Cold brew break. I got so excited there, I had to stop and wet my whistle. And while I'm doing that, I'm not encouraging you to partake in my bad habits, but this is a much better habit. I had to get some Zen as well, too. I can't find my beloved wintergreen Zen, so I'm going with the cool mint today. But yeah, follow along anywhere that you can follow along. If you need a hand on your human and organizational performance journey, let me know. My fall schedule, as I tell you, it keeps compressing. It keeps going, and then eventually it's going to go, done. So if you need a hand, I'm already running into this with certain dates where we're having to like trying to be super duper extra amazingly flexible. But if you have specific dates, if you don't have much flexibility in your schedule, and I'm going, oh, I want you to come help with this keynote. I want you to come facilitate a couple days of operational learning here. We want that learning team's workshop, that operational learning workshop. We want like the full smorgasbord. I don't know. You want me to come hang out and help you with operationally curious questions and do some learning explorations, whatever it might be. If you need that hand and you're really like dead set on certain dates, let me know and let me know soon, because those dates are disappearing as they do as we get towards really into the fall. It's spooky season, y'all. How cool is that? I'm loving it. I'll come back to that in a second. But shoot me an email, thehopnerd@gmail.com. Let me know what you're looking for. Let me know when you're needing it, and we'll see if we can make it happen. Yeah, and thinking about 2025 as well. I know that sounds weird to say, because it feels like, in my mind, it feels like it's about 2017. I don't know. How's that feel for you? It feels like it's about 2017, maybe 2018. I don't know why. It does not feel like 2024, and it certainly does not feel like it's almost 2025. But thinking ahead, again, if you got specific dates, you're doing things at a specific time. If you got this conference on that day and you're going, I want you, let me know now so we can get that locked in. There's no, oh man, I'm sorry. I've already got 3 days that week. I'm going to be in Wisconsin, and then I'm going to be in Los Angeles, and then I'm going to be in Charlotte. I know I'm mixing up states and cities here. What's a good city in Wisconsin? I don't know. You let me know. But let me know as soon as you can. TheHopNerd@gmail.com. Another quick update, and then we're going to jump right into this discussion about HOP and operational learning in Las Vegas. By the time that I'm recording this, and these things, at a minimum, you have about a week lag time. So I don't know where it's currently at, but I just got news. I just got news from our app developer that at least we have submitted the Starting Points app to the Apple Store, to like the Apple App Store. Yeah, okay. It's submitted. So that has to go through like that whole review process, and then we've got to wait and see if they approve what we have submitted, and then it will be live if they approve it. If not, we've got to go back and fix some crap, and then I'll let you know. So keep a lookout for that. Now, there is an ask built into this as well. I didn't know this going into this process, but apparently when you get into the Google Play Store kind of stuff, because I want this available to all of you Android folks out there as well. Apparently, there is some level of requirement around beta testing this within like a closed group of folks. I think I'm saying that right. This is just stuff I'm getting from my developer. So there's like a beta testing thing. And so if you do have an Android device, this is the ask. Let me know if you would be interested in beta testing this. I'll just need your email and we'll send you a link and you can beta test the app for you. I need like 20 people or so. I don't judge you, Android folks. I'm an iPhone person. I have been for years. I don't know. I know. I don't get into the Android sucks, Apple's the best. I don't do that. But I don't really know 20 people. At least 20 people in our world that would be interested in playing with this app that have Android phones. So if you want to try this app out for us, let me know. Send me an email, thehopnerd@gmail.com. That's the easiest way. Or slide into my DMs on Instagram, or even easier, on LinkedIn. And drop me your email, and I will get those things over to our developer so they can send you a link. And I don't know. I don't know how that works. I think they just send you like a link to it. You download it, and then you beta test it. I just know that we have to do this for a certain period of time, like 14, 15, 16 days, something like that. And I know that we're shooting for that number of 20 beta testers. So let me know, thehotnerd@gmail.com, or slide into the DMs. So with all of that out of the way, wait. Check out Starting Points. StartingPointCards.com. Get your card decks now. Speaking of the app and all the other things, we have funky meeting starters. So many of you are sending me like these little pictures like we're doing the funky meeting starters, and it's a lot of fun. Or I get a lot of feedback on the OG, the original Starting Point cards of you guys out there playing with them and just doing amazing things. It's super duper cool to see so many inventive ways that you're putting those to good use. If you're playing with them, send me pictures, post about them, let me know. It's always so cool to see the amazing ways that you are putting these things to good use. I've shared with you how they were born. Like, people are always asking, like, I get it, like, yeah, like, I know, like, be curious, go out and be extremely operationally curious, stick with the teach me, show me kind of stuff. Like, I got it, but I just need a place to start. Like, I know you can't give me the list of questions, but can you give me a list of questions? And that morphed into the handy dandy card decks. I'm always shocked too to see them in the wild. Like, I see them everywhere. And then what's also amazing to me is, as I spend time around like conferences and different places like that, I whip those things out because somebody will ask about them, and I usually carry around a couple extra decks of them when I can. And they're like, holy crap, I've never seen these before. These are brilliant. I love these. Simple, clean, easy, effective. So make sure you check those out. If you're not using them, go pick up a deck, see if you like them. And then there's some really, 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 really big discounts as you order them. A lot of organizations are ordering them by the pallet. Crazy, I know, but they're putting them in the pockets and in the hands of folks throughout their organization. And as we get to the app, it'll make it that much easier to scale that in your organization. I don't think that it completely replaces those physical card decks. Hold on, cold brew. Because there's just something about holding them in your hand. There's just something about throwing them on the table in the meeting room and seeing what happens. There's just something about giving them out in little gift baskets and giving them out as little things that we give to our leaders and our frontline employees. But I think when you bring those things together, where I'm ordering some cards and we're putting the app out there too. It's just cool. I'm excited to see what happens over the next little bit. So again, share your pictures with me, post about them. It helps us take this message that much farther. It helps us get these valuable tools in the hands of people that might not even realize that they exist. Yeah, so with all of that out of the way, let's jump right into today's conversation about HOP and operational learning in Las Vegas. Oh. Man, it has been a busy couple weeks. It really has, and I'm not complaining. It's just been amazing. It's been an amazing couple weeks, but with amazing usually comes a whole bunch of busy. Once I got back to Phoenix from Las Vegas, I think I slept for like 2 days straight. I was just so pumped to get to bring you this event, to get to collaborate with my near and dear amazing friend, Steve Scott, who is the absolute real deal. I love Steve because we share so many of the same beliefs around this stuff, but not just the beliefs, but how we bring this stuff to life in a practical sense, like in the real world, not just theory and feel goods, but like how we actually do that. Like, what does that mean? So much of what we've been talking about really over the past few episodes of kind of getting back to the basics and to the basics, play nice with the basics and hop in real life. And I want to do a whole bunch more of that because as much as I really like to like rant and ramble about stuff, and you seem to enjoy it too, because you're here for it. I think that we have to have that conversation. Like, what does that actually mean though? Like, how does that play out? And that's what's great about collaborating with Steve is that we've both done that and do that. We've done that working internal to organizations, not as consultants, not as this, not as that, but as leaders, as hopper safety or improvement practitioners. We've worked across organizations internally from the front line to the middle to leadership roles to everything kind of in between. We know what you deal with because we've dealt with it too. Right? So everything that we approach it in that practical sense. We have those conversations about how does this actually work? What are some tactical things that we can do right now? What are some tactical things that we can do tomorrow and in a couple years out? What does that actually look like? Something that's highly valuable and I think missing from a lot of our conversations, because when we have conversations here or others have conversations on podcasts or we write articles or we do this, like they're all well intended and they're useful, but we're not there, right? We're not in it. We're not in it. And that's what's great about these workshops, this workshop and workshops to come, which I'll share with you in a minute if you haven't already seen. But we're bringing together folks that are doing this, like in real life. It's not some nameless, faceless, mega conference event where you're getting keynotes. Those are fun and all. I do those, and those are valuable in a particular way. They're small, and Las Vegas was small and intimate. And that's one of the first takeaways that I want to share with you is that as Steve and I talked about, what does the future look like around these events? We want to keep it that small, intimate, limited number of seats, because we want to encourage conversation, because that was one of the first things that really stood out to me that emerged from this event. We crafted a very unique and interesting environment with limited seats set against a backdrop of not your normal hotel bland conference space, Holiday Inn coffee and continental breakfast. Yeah, none of that stuff. It was a unique environment. I think the environment plays a huge role in getting our brains fired up. Like, ooh, this is different. Ooh, this feels different. What we heard about some of the pictures from those of you that didn't attend was like, where are you backstage at? Like, this is cool. This doesn't look normal. And I'm here for it. I like it. Yeah. So that mixed with the way that we approached what I'm going to call the content, the slide decks and this and that and the other, that mixed with the visuals, that mixed with the activities that we came up with for this event, that mixed with this group this small and intimate group of varying levels of HOP implementation from organizations and people there that are leading, again, leading HOP in the real world, in their companies. Do I have to stop and tell you every time I drink a cold brew now? I'm sorry, I'm trying to caffeinate. It's super early here in Phoenix. I got to get this done because I've got like 47 meetings today. You know the life. You live it too. I'm in it. You're in it. We're in it. I know. We got to get up a little early and get some stuff done sometimes. I would have much preferred a nap, but I'm so excited. I'm excited to share this with you. The folks that attended this event are the real deal. And what I mean by that is they're folks that are actually doing this, and they're doing good work. They're doing it for the right reasons. And they're just like me and you. They're figuring it out. So back to the first thing that really stood out to me that emerged during this event was the nature of our conversations. It wasn't presenter. Is it presentee? Is that like mentor mentee? You get what I mean. It wasn't that. There was a point early on, and this trend continued, where we would kick something off and we would start the conversation, and then people would start standing up, and then people would start moving in and getting closer to each other and closer to me, closer to Steve, and forming a bit of this circle. And we would just be kicking this ball back and forth. And hey, I'm dealing with this. Yeah, I really like that. But what does that mean? Like, how does that work? And then I would get ready, or Steve would get ready to say something. And before we could even get there, somebody would be like, hey, here's what we're doing. Let me tell you how this is working for us. Or we tried that and that didn't really work so well. So we went back to the drawing board and we tuned this a little bit. And then it worked really well. And then it'd be over to me. And I'm like, oh yeah, and I've seen this with this. And when I was working internally, we did that. And then I'm working with a client currently that's doing this and seeing great results, and then Steve, and then them, and then Steve, and then me, and then them, and it was amazing, right? It just moved in this circle of real-time problem solving and conversation, real-world conversation. You don't get that at normal bland drab workshops. Have you seen it? I haven't seen that very much, and I definitely haven't seen this one. I noticed this kind of on the last day. We were having a really interesting conversation, and we were debating and kind of kicking this thing around and being like, well, that's good. That's like the best conversation, right? To the point to where like caterers are bringing in lunch and we won't stop. I'm like, you guys want to go to lunch? And they just are like, no, I want to. We're going to lunch. No, I want to talk about. So just amazing. I think that's a good test. You know, chatting with Steve, one thing that he mentioned, and I completely agree with this. I tend to think of it in this way too. A really good indicator of how well an event goes is the amount of conversation you generated. Right. So does the conversation actually happen? Is it deep? Is it meaningful? Does it want to drive through lunch? Are we willing to skip eating food and getting coffee and snacks to continue talking about this? We didn't skip lunch, but we were late. We did take a minute to wrap up that conversation. Not directed by us, but driven by the group. So that's one of the most amazing things that, I think emerged from this event. On top of that, you know, there was just a ton of value from the fun and interactive experiences that were just a bit different. Got you on your feet, got you thinking, got you working together, to the copies of books that we provided, to the even down to the workbooks themselves, down to the fact that we are providing and will continue to provide. I'm getting there to what the future looks like. This post-event portal where you can download extra stuff, right? And not only can you get extra stuff, but we had people running around taking pictures and videos, and we had the selfie booth, which is another topic to bring up probably. We had a lot of opportunities for fun and togetherness, and to capture those moments where we're like, we're deep in it, like actual people taking pictures, not just on cell phones and stuff, but on like real cameras. And then so when we go to that portal, we can pull all that stuff out. I can get my pictures from the photo booth, as we were kind of talking about, with the cool backdrop and like all those different things, to having these gigantic, like massive Jenga block stacks, to the lighting, to everything else, the value of the event. And I'm struggling to even call it an event. I keep landing on calling it an experience, because that's truly what it was. It all came together into something that I would describe as a bit magical. And I know I don't use that word very much. And if you've sat through any of my kind of presentations, my keynotes, you know my feeling on magic. But that's what it felt like, at least. it felt pretty stinking magical. So I could go on and on and on and on, but let me try to summarize this a bit for you. We spent 2 days. We spent 2 days in Las Vegas, in the beautiful and amazing Las Vegas, with an absolutely brilliant group of folks, leaders, safety people, hot practitioners, people from across different industries and organizations at varying levels of hop maturity. And we had an amazing 2 days, really, where we stepped away from all the noise and into a space that we had designed for learning and collaboration. It was an intimate gathering that brought together the select group of really leaders and innovators in this intimate environment to engage, discuss, and do real-time problem solving. And it was an absolute hoot. It was a blast. And I think it was immensely valuable, not only for those that attended, but for me and Steve as well. And so that's what I really want to talk to you about as we move forward with this. Just the other day, and again, keep in mind that this is about a week lag time on any episode that you're getting, Steve and I caught up and we downloaded and we talked about the feedback that we received from the event. We talked about the overwhelming outpouring of, hey, where's the next one? When's it going to be? I got folks I want to send. What's this look like? So we decided to get time on the calendar and talk about that. And I'm happy to let you know that we're planning a series of these hop and operational learning in, insert some cool city here, over the course of 2025, starting super early, more than likely, in 2025. So we're already hard at work planning these next events. And I've got to pause and say super duper shout out to Jarrell. So Jarrell is an event planning nerd, and he's going to help us elevate this experience that much farther as we think about these other events. You know, me and Steve pulled together a lot of this other one, and then he jumped in at the end and like zhuzhed it up that much more. So we're going to let him zhuzh it up right out of the gate. So expect big things as we think about what these events look like over the course of 2025. But again, starting early in 2025. So what you can expect from these events, first and foremost, the power of collaboration. You know, I mentioned this about Steve, and I think it's something that we share. We bring this really unique blend of expertise and passion. And not only that, but this mindset of we're all just trying to figure this thing out together. And I think this collaborative approach is evident. It shines through not only in this event, but in what we'll craft moving forward in these impactful experiences. And I think a lot of that comes from this shared commitment that we have to practical application over theory. And our styles are different. Our backgrounds are different. Like, we're different in a lot of ways. And it works great. Like, it's really, really cool, because as different as we are, our styles and our approaches are very complementary, because they're rooted in that same thing that we were just talking about: practical application over theory. Like, I don't care if you call it hop or safety differently. You know, we get really bent up around the axle of like, well, hop's not safety differently, and safety differently is not hop, and HR is not this, and my God, how am I going to market this to my customers if I can't just like demonize everything? We don't do that. We're like, it is what it is. It's a buffet, y'all. Like, it's not like a name game. Let's like pretend that hop is some independent something of everything. It's not that. Not if you want to do this in real life, in the real world. It's not. We have to take where we've been, where we're currently at, and take that buffet and figure out where we want to go. And I think we share that. I know that we share that. It's this down to earth approach that we've built off of real life experiences with operationalizing hop. And so I think bringing that into that environment, into this collaborative environment, is powerful. But what makes it that much better, and I think the main point that I want to share with you about this power of collaboration that we bring to these events, is our events aren't really built around you learning from us. Huh? Well, at least not just learning from us. They're just as built around you learning from each other. Back to that circle that we were talking about and kicking around that ball and talking about ideas. And I'm struggling with this. What have you seen with that? That's That's the magic sauce. That's powerful. We bring together this select group of leaders, practitioners from across industries to do exactly that, to engage and discuss and problem solve in real time. Plus, there's this opportunity to connect with other passionate individuals that are on this same journey with us. So you've got to phone a friend. Now that networking thing, it's powerful and it matters. And it helps us shape the future of HOP together. So also at these events, another thing that I want to highlight is their immersive and intimate experiences. I know I beat the horse, the dead horse maybe, on how intimate these things are, but we're keeping them super limited. Like the cap is going to be like 20-ish per event. That's kind of the number that we're settling on right now. Maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit less, but we want to keep those groups conversational. So what you can expect from these events moving forward is to engage in peer-to-peer sharing, into tackling challenges and problems together, and to diving deep into activities that maybe we've crafted a bit, all right, to show you how this stuff plays out in real life. From that, you'll leave with actionable insights and a network of like-minded people to help you take the hop farther within your organizations to begin or go a bit farther on your journey. So forget the massive nameless, faceless conferences. Forget the drab beige walls and the Holiday Inn Express coffee. Like, that's not this. That's not this. There's a place for those things. And some of those things are great, but that's not what we're doing. On top of everything that we mentioned, we're trying to pack a ton of value into these things. So I mentioned, and you probably saw that, that we were giving away books and journals and this and that and downloadable stuff and the after portal, which I guess is downloadable stuff. But all this, these things, from materials and things that you can use in your organization to just fun stuff like pictures and photo booths and different experiences built into the experience, we're trying to pack them full of a ton of value. We're trying to have them in unique and bold venues. You know, as I think about what our next events look like, I'm thinking swag and t-shirts and other cool things that just included in the ticket, right? And I would be, derelict in my duties here if I didn't tell you that we also pick really stinking great caterers. I still don't have their name. Steve, I've got to reach out to you. I've got to figure out this company's name because I don't know. But we used a small mom and pop caterer, and they were just amazing. I mean, absolutely amazing. So I'm going to ask you for feedback here in a second, but I'm going to put this here because I'll forget to ask you. If you see that we're coming to a city near you or a city that you know a lot about, and you know some of those mom and pop catering restaurant company people, let us know. Those are the folks that we want to involve in this event. We don't want like no shade here, but we don't want like Five Guys Burgers and Fries. That's great. No, I love Five Guys Burgers and Fries. I mean, look at me. Jesus, I love Five Guys Burgers and Fries. But we want to support local businesses around the events that we're having. We want to support local photographers, local artists. Again, if you see us coming to a city near you, let us know. Like, we're looking for all kinds of different levels of support for these events. And we would much rather use people that are there, small local businesses. So again, thehopnerd@gmail.com. So I can't tell you just yet exactly where these events are going to be. We've got a ton of feedback from you already saying, come to Seattle, do one in Los Angeles, do one in Nashville, do one in Chicago. There's a bunch. And there are some that are emerging in that list of things, but we're going to do several of these. Now, here's where I ask you, or at least tell you and ask you, how you can support us in bringing these events to a city near you. First off, let us know. You can go to thehopnerd.com/poll and give us some feedback. Give us some input on where you would like to see these events happen, what those things kind of should look like. You can also go over to thehopnerd.com/interest. Just to let us know to do exactly that. I was going to say express interest because that's kind of the point. Express interest in attending some of these events so we can get kind of a rough number with those. Maybe you're like, I don't care where it's at, but I want to come to one. Cruise over there and let us know. Let us know. Like, I'm planning on coming to these. When you do that, it puts you on that little mailing list too. So then you will be first to know when these events are made available. And last but not least, really, really important, we have sponsorship opportunities for these events in 2025. Some of you, I've already sent you some email. You've seen it. I've sent you some information. If you didn't get that information, I might not have your email. I might not have it. So let me know, thehopnerd@gmail.com, or slide into the DMs and say, hey, listen, our organization is really, really interested in partnering with you guys on these things. We've already got several that are already standing out of talking about sponsoring these. And we have a few different options, from our Uber host package, which is like the bestest of the best, like one, you only get one of those per event, to varying levels of sponsorship, all the way down to like just sponsoring coffee for the folks and different things like that. So if you want that package, if it's something that you're interested in, reach out to me, reach out to Steve. Again, thehopnerd@gmail.com or steve@hopimprovement.com, and we'll get that package over to you. We're happy to jump on and chat about what that looks like. We would love to partner with you on bringing these events to life, on shaping the future of what human and organizational performance looks like into 2025 and beyond. So there you go. I know this one was a little bit different. I know that it's probably a bit of maybe a rambly mess, but I wanted to share with you what we experienced because it was different and it was unique, and we are on to something, and we're excited. We're excited to bring you more of these over the next year, in the coming months. It's going to be an absolute blast, and I hope that you get to be a part of it, either by coming to the event, sending some of your folks to the event, or even up to and including sponsoring some of these events. The one thing that I forgot to mention to you about what the sponsorship stuff looks like is that with that Uber sponsor kind of thing, what's cool with that is not only do you get like that cool name of like Hopin Operational Learning and Insert Some City Here, brought to you by Insert Your Awesome Organization Here, but we're letting you choose the city. If you are the Uber host, you get to choose the city where we have these things at. Now, there's obviously, that's within reason. We got a little guardrail around that. It's got to be close to an international airport. You know, we've got to have the ability for folks to get in and out, you know, but you get to pick. How cool is that? On top of like all kinds of other things. So you get to help shape what these events look like. That's pretty, pretty stinking cool. So there you go. Again, I had to come back to that. Sorry. Hold on. Cold brew to clear my head. And not sorry for being so pumped and being rambly and just trying to share as much about this event with you as possible. And sorry, not sorry, but we're doing a whole bunch more of them, and I can't wait to see you there. In the meantime, as I said before, we've got the Starting Points app coming out pretty soon. We've got funky meeting starters. If you need a hand this fall, you know how to get a hold of me. Make sure that you like, share, and subscribe anywhere that you can like, share, and subscribe. Man, thank you for being here, genuinely, from the bottom of my heart. And a huge shout out to everyone that joined us in Las Vegas for Hop and Operational Learning in Las Vegas. It was an absolute blast. I look forward to seeing so many of you, your smiling faces, at one of our several Hop and Operational Learning in events in 2025. Until next time, it is Sam Goodman, the Hop Nerd, signing off. Love you. Mean it. Bye, everybody. Bye. Listening, everybody, we greatly appreciate all of your support of the Hop Nerd Podcast, the Hop Nerd LLC. If you need a little bit of help bringing human and organizational performance to life, if you would like to take your efforts around learning and improving to the next level, yep, I can help with that. Head over to www.thehopnerd.com or send me an email, thehopnerd@gmail.com. Until next time, bye, everybody. Bye.